This conference is being recorded.
Walker Fire Protection Association February board meeting.
That's Russ.
I don't know. That's just us. Russ, you there? Not yet. Okay, Russ will be calling in here in a little bit. So we have the agenda. Anybody have any questions?
I can make a motion to accept the agenda.
You can't. No,
I'm online.
Oh, there you are. Okay, so John moved to accept the agenda as presented, and Terry seconded it. And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Public comments? Anybody? Gene? Keith? Lauren? Okay. President's report. Everybody's got something else to do today on the board. Rudy's out at an art show. Steve's closing on his house. Vic has a funeral to go to, and Russ is online with us, so we have a quorum. Where are you, Russ?
I'm in Kansas City, actually Olathe, Kansas.
Like we really care.
Kansas is fine.
Kansas.
We're good with fine with Kansas.
Go to the Cabela's. That's a pretty good one there.
There's right. Bass Pro Shop real close.
Yeah, Bass Pro and Cabela's are both there. All right, so there's a couple of things we want to deal with. I'll take them out of order. Well, we'll start with the secretary's report. You had given us the minutes. Do you have anything to add to the minutes, Russ?
The minutes were distributed and placed up on the website, and there were no changes.
No changes. All right. Do I have a motion to accept to dispense with the reading of the minutes?
Dispense with the reading of the minutes.
Johnny O moves.
Yeah.
And Terry seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Treasurer's report. We have a treasurer's report that was presented to us by the treasurer, but he is not available to be here today. So have you all had a chance to read through that treasurer's report? Yes or no? Yeah. Okay.
Online or did not?
It's not online yet.
Okay.
Russ will put it online when he does the minutes. Okay. So there's nothing really different about this. There is an issue. Let's accept the treasurer's report. If that's Terry moves to accept the treasurer's report.
I did read it. Yeah, I'll second it.
Okay.
I got it, Russ. I seconded it.
All right.
Okay.
And Johnny O seconds. Okay. Any? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Now, during the month, we had Dan Dougherty take on the role of facility maintenance. And glancing through the budget, we do have a budget item for facility maintenance. And I think that I don't think it needs a special line item, because there is a line item in here for building maintenance. And I think that with the limits that we have, that Roger already has this within his budget, Dan will answer to Roger or report to Roger, and then Roger will bring to us anything that's extraordinary.
Do you know what the number is that we're working with?
Well, we're not sure. I had just thrown out $10,000, but that was just to have something to operate with.
Right.
But we already have a budget line item for it.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, we had budgeted $19,795.
Okay, we're well.
But the building, the expense for the new addition eats into that.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
I see.
So within that $19,000 budget for maintenance, we're fine if we go ahead and accept the fact that the building, which involves a couple different budget periods, went over. He's still operating within a budget, and that we have money in.
You're saying that 19,000 times two, subtracting off what the new addition costs, we still have enough left over for whatever Dan needs to do?
Whatever you said.
Okay.
Okay.
I wish my wife would say.
Okay. Yeah.
Never heard such words in that order before.
The station maintenance is the state.
Oh,
the
right.
Station improvements is over budget. Okay. But there's still a budget line item for maintenance. So I don't think it's necessary that we add more money to it. because if we add money to the budget, we have to subtract budget from someplace else, or we have to add it in as an income, projected income. So I think if we just go with the understanding that we have it in the budget, and Roger can operate within that budget,
right,
then we should be all right.
And the reason for this, just making sure that this is clear, so we don't have to pre-authorize everything Dan's trying
That's
to do.
That's correct.
I understand.
That's
okay.
Correct. And as the question now is, we have a heater in there. They worked on the heater, and for $525, mm-hmm. and he says that there are additional repairs that need to be done to the tune of about $1,000, but to replace that heater would be $1,900, but the replacement heater would be modern technology, where this is 20-year-old technology. There are some other considerations, but I think those other considerations were that the new technology electronic ignition heaters won't work without electricity.
I see.
But we have a heater that would remain that still is a pilot light driven heater that would work if the power went out, stayed out. And in the meantime, Dan and Roger will work on the generator, the automatic start for the generator when the power goes off. So those are two things that will run in sequence. That's something we've been trying to do for a long time. So I don't think there's any need to change the budget unless somebody else thinks there is.
That works for me.
Okay, Russ, what do you think? Are you asleep yet? Russ?
Yeah.
It's up to you, Russ. It's up to you. Right? Yeah, okay. You think we need to...
You have to give me a chance to press the unmute button.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Well,
I think that's a good spend of money.
Pardon?
I think that's a good spend of money. I think that's reasonable.
Okay. And then we can decide what to do about that other heater. As Terry points out, it's the same age as the one that's gone bad, and there is a chance that they are wearing out, and it will eventually also wear out, but we don't know how long that'll take. It may be another 10 years, for all we know, before we have to replace that other heater. Okay. All right. Fire Chief's report.
No calls last month. Doesn't happen often, but had a couple of others before. Another month of no calls, which is nice. Training. We had trauma assessment, and we had training from the factory rep with our new SCBAs, which came in off of the grant from the Chiefs Association. The PRCC, their new budget was presented in January, which I forwarded out to the board during the week. This doesn't impact us. We default to the $5,000 minimum buy-in. For anyone who cares, our call volume was 44 last year, which is less than half of the second closest department. Williamson Valley, us and Groom Creek are always at the bottom of the list. Groom Creek and Williamson Valley always range from like 95 to 120 calls, and we're usually anywhere from 40 to 50. Next up, Zinx. We had about 10 firefighters go to the Zinx to collect a massive donation of tools. That greatly enhances our ability to do certain types of work. We need to issue a donation letter for their taxes. I think the department should send a thanks as well. Given the size of the donation, I wanted to bring it to the board, which I've done. So it'll be in the minutes now, but we've kind of, I think, figured out a plan to move forward on that. Fleet. So this is, I added since I sent out the report during the week. So I've been looking for a water tender still, and based on what I'm seeing, I believe we're in the right price range for what it is that we want, kind of a late 90s type of thing in the neighborhood of 40 or 50,000. So our number is realistic, but finding vehicles may not be. Having trouble finding, it's either very old stuff, older than what we have, $5,000, mm-hmm. or stuff that, you know, 8, 9, 10 years old for $100,000, $125,000. So, you know, there continues to not be an immediate crisis, but this is exactly what I had in mind as far as we've got time to look. So this is not falling between the cracks. There's been nothing great there. I saw one that looked like an awesome truck. It was 2008, $75,000. oh, what's wrong with it? You clicked on it, and sure enough, it's got a quarter of a million miles on it. But beautiful looking truck.
That
anyway,
seems like a lot on a water tender.
That's 6 years old.
Jeez.
Anyway,
wow.
But so that hasn't fallen through the cracks. So I guess I'm one reminding you that we are still looking, and that you know we've not forgotten about it. Basin ops. The planning process continues. The drill will be April 7th and 8th in Broom Creek. I'm serving as the logistics section chief for the drill. You know, do this every year. It's just a training opportunity for the department. Annexation, I've had no official communication from Chief Bentley on the issue, which this is a repeat, you know, verbatim from my entry last month. I don't know if anyone else has anything. VFA grant, we applied for this grant. This is the grant from last year. It's a 50-50 grant. We applied for 10 fire shelters, as we discussed, two practice shelters, as we discussed during the month. We should hear about this by late March. Next up, FEMA grant through the Chiefs Association. Still waiting to hear about the excess fund. So, as a reminder, this is where the SCBAs came from. The long story short is we were approved for like $420,000. The bid we got back was $350,000. So we have to get approval to get an additional, to spend that extra $70,000 as an association, not all us. What I had asked for was additional masks and boxes. Our all-in on the excess will be $300 or $400. That's a 95.5 grant. And that's all I've got.
Okay. Any questions for Roger? Russ, when you're taking the mute off there for a minute.
No questions.
Okay, thank you. As far as the annexation from Groom Creek, I had planned to go to their board meeting. Again, when I called, they Bentley reported that they hadn't received all the information that they were expecting from the county, so he hadn't been able to complete his preliminary assessment, and that it would depend on what the county sent them. But they have some time constraints to do this. I don't know where that is, but certainly by next month they probably should. And I plan to go to the board meeting when it does show up on that.
If I remember right, they've got 6 months from the time they file.
Oh, well. So, plenty of time for them. Okay.
Do you
accept the chief's report? Do I have a motion?
Sure, I'll motion.
Second.
Oh, Russ.
See, you can get the mute off and nudged you out.
We're going to give Russ a second?
Yeah, give Russ.
Okay, all right. All in favor?
Aye.
Committee reports. Two things from the committees that aren't really necessarily represented here. One is the nominating committee. Last month, we indicated that you, John, would be the chair and Rudy would help and you'd get other members. Well, we realize that both you and Rudy are going to be candidates this year, so while it's probably okay for you to be on the committee, we decided, I asked Steve, he's agreed, Steve will chair, you guys be on the committee, and Terry will be on the committee, we'll need to get a fifth, or you can add whoever you want from the community to be on that committee, but we need to formalize the fact that we have a nominating committee with Steve as chair, and John Onesian, Rudy Erdman and Terry Piskey as members.
We'll throw Roger on there.
I don't think Roger can participate in that sort of thing. He's an ex officio member, but he doesn't want to get involved in the politics.
Okay. Keith, do you want to be on the nominating committee? Keith? There's nothing to do. Really, there's nothing to do.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Well, we'll end up. Okay. So, anyway, do I have a motion for the nominating committee as proposed? Terry moves.
Russ, can we get you to second that?
Yeah, I'll second that.
Okay,
all in favor?
Aye.
Aye, okay, so we have a nominating committee. I talked about the budget. There's something else lingering. Oh, the bylaw committee. Has anybody besides myself received or had any conversations with anybody about the proposed bylaw changes? Okay, there's been nothing come in the mail or email that I'm aware of. But I have spoken with several people who have are in, well, not necessarily non-traditional relationships, but specifically people who have been married, remarried after divorce, or and are widowhood, being widowed, and another family specifically that has been here since the 60s, whose mother, who is the property owner, has Alzheimer's and is not really competent, but the family is participating in the property. And then there are the non-traditional people that live together but aren't married, that are, you know, common law would be considered common law, both heterosexual and homosexual relationships, but that are not necessarily named on the property. So my proposal is that I'll go to Bill Karasch and I'll get a feeling from you guys. I would like to see some way to allow for people involved in those non-traditional relationships that are active in the community to become members and eligible to vote. They're not necessarily on the property. And the vehicle would be the board could approve upon petition a request to be considered a member and be given voting rights. Specifically, you're married, you're living here full time, some of them, but you're not on the property, but you can't vote because you're not listed on the property. Those are both, you know, marriage and non-married people, but it's a relationship that is long-lasting and been here. They've been here for a long time. So, does anybody have any discussions, thoughts on that?
I don't know if I can or worms.
Well,
make it complicated when it's not now. The Alzheimer's thing. That person, I could see the heirs or whoever, that person with Alzheimer's, somebody, the property owner would have to designate in writing somebody to represent them, whether it's a widow with a new husband or something like that. To me, I don't have a problem with having people with alternative lifestyles having voting rights as long as they have a real interest in the property. And that's a matter of going down to the county recorder and adding Joe or Jane to the property. A person with Alzheimer's or a person who's approaching incapacitation would have to designate somebody legally to represent them with voting rights on that property. That's how I see it. Otherwise, if the person is incapacitated, unable to vote, or even pour their Cheerios in the morning, I don't think they should be voting. That's my opinion.
I'm on both sides of this one. I mean, I can see where it'd be nice to give them the option, but I also see the whole can of worms issue.
Right. No,
somebody has to monitor this, and what if we approve one person, and this guy's got Alzheimer's, we'll approve that one, but the one with dementia, we won't.
Right.
Boy, now we're the bad guys.
The law solves all of this issue for us. It's right in line with what Terry said. I mean, same-sex marriage is legal in Arizona, so why wouldn't, you know, if it's legal, then it's legal. It's just like any other marriage. Why wouldn't it be held in joint name, just like any other marriage? As far as the capacity issue, yeah, I mean, there's legal ways to remedy that go beyond the scope of what it is we need to.
And they need to get that done.
We need. Hang on, Gene.
Yeah.
Okay. The question about, you know, it's whether it's legal or not for the marriage. What happens is that widowed and divorced people, property owners that marry, don't necessarily put the new spouse on as property owners because they've owned the property, you know, prior to the marriage, and it's a separate, sole and separate property. But that spouse is still here full time and participating in the community. So that's the question, whether or not this is going to fly, whether or not it's going to be too complicated. So I'm going to talk to Bill Karasch about it. I know that the board is not really excited about this, but it is.
I'm not excited about it simply because, like Gene said, we're tearing open an envelope.
Right.
And we're opening Pandora's box here.
Okay. All right. Russ, your thoughts? I think I know your thoughts.
You know, I'm okay with this.
you know, with the approach, I'd like to see that it's a yearly type of registration. Because we don't know what's going to happen in a year. People get divorced, things like that. So I think every year somebody should come back and request that they have that again, that privilege.
Yeah, these are specifically people who are not listed on property ownership, but have a presence and actually live here. And it would be up to the board. It wouldn't be an automatic thing. The board would have to vote on each one individually. So, all right. So that's just something I wanted to broach that. I'll see if I have a better recommendation or answers to it and for next month, and then we'll go forward. Okay. Anybody else for committees? You know, this is probably the time to talk about the Chipper Day type thing, Lauren. If I know that you're not our committee, but we don't have that liaison we had with Chuck before with you. You know, the board as a whole is your liaison in terms of what you want to do with Chipper Day, because it's so important to the community.
All the ducks are in the road for the most part.
Okay.
The contract, the grinder has been scheduled. Notice will be going out probably today or tomorrow. We need to let them know. Start date will be March the 13th. We're not planning to have a separate roll-off for bags of meals.
Okay.
The average cost for each roll-off of needles is about $500.
Mm-hmm.
We can get our chips hauled for $210.
Okay.
So the people will empty their bags onto the pile, and I know this is going to be a problem trying to police and educate people and encourage them to do so. They'll just empty their chips onto the pile. They'll go in
their needles
onto the pile.
Yeah.
They'll go in
with a grinder.
And they'll be deposited for just $210 alone.
But you don't want plastic bags to go through the grinder.
No plastic bags, no trash, no lumber, building equipment.
Yeah, okay.
None of that. If any of that comes into a load, then it has to go to the dump, and that's $44 a ton.
Well, what about, you know, some sort of an announcement about there's other things to do with needles, and besides, you can put them on your driveway, you can do other things with them. But bare needles rather than bag needles on the pile. I don't know how you would differentiate. People are going to do it.
Well, put some signs up out there next to the roll-offs.
Yeah, right.
To say, dump the needles out of the bags. Take the bags home with you.
They can't read.
This is one of the details that needs to be done.
Yeah.
We need a large sign. Maybe. Probably a 4x8 cut in half maybe into the tent.
Yeah.
I would be with that.
Okay.
Now, just a quick thought, and I'm sure you guys have gone through this, just so I understand the process. It seems to me like it would be easier if they would leave them in bags, and then you could put the whole bag on the chipper, tear it open. You're going to push the needles through, or you're going to push the needles, drop the needles right into the roll-off?
This is a grinder. You don't push things in.
Okay. All right. So you would actually, these loose needles on the ground, per se, would somebody have like a backhoe or whatever, a big bucket, and they would just scoop them up and throw them in the...
There's a loader that picks this stuff up.
Okay, all right. I'm just thinking logistically, it would almost be easier just to have a whole bag.
Yeah, once it gets spread out, he scoops it up into a nice neat pile and...
I got you. Is it even easier for people to bring their bags on Chipper Day and just dump them right in and keep the bags?
Chipper Day is going to last from March 13th to May 15th.
That's like the collection period. I see. All right. So the actual day.
The actual day of the chipping.
Uh-huh.
You don't get close to that.
I understand. Okay. All right. I'm satisfied.
Because it throws rocks and, you know,
well, whatever. Correct. Everywhere.
It throws stuff out. And,
okay.
The operator will make sure that there's nobody in the facility when he's driving.
Okay. I'm trying to reinvent a wheel you've already dealt with. So, okay. I'll sleep well.
Okay. All right. Okay. Good. March 13th. That's the day before our board meeting. And, it'll start piling stuff up, and it'll pile up, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thanks, Lauren.
I'm bringing in the grinder 2 weeks after the start in anticipation for the large initial load.
Okay.
And then The next day that is scheduled is for the last day.
Okay. Oh, so you're going to have a grinding during the process. You're going to have a grinder more than once, right?
We usually do.
Yeah,
even
right.
On a month one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We may have to bring it in a third or a fourth time. You know,
well, whatever.
So what do they do, grind until the roll-off is filled, or?
I don't know. I'm going to have the roll-offs delivered on probably the 27th of March. And as they're filled, as a matter of fact, we will fill them faster than they can pick them up and dump them.
Wow. Yeah.
So we'll wear the roll-offs right here.
No, right there. They will fill them.
They chip into it.
Yeah.
I think the needle one is across the street.
Yeah, right. Well, we're not going to do that. No. Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay. Now, this grant requires in-kind or participations. It requires money from...
$899 of in-kind.
Okay.
And has to be for chipper only.
Chipper, okay, so every time...
I already turned in $7,500 worth of in-kind this year.
But it's not chipper...
Not related to the
okay.
To so
give us an example. People that actually get their stuff together and haul it down here, is that Chipper Day related?
Yes.
Okay. So do you need us to put a call out to the community saying please keep track of your hours?
Yeah, I'll be doing that.
Okay.
But we should put it out on the
WFPA
website.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
Okay. So we need in kind for everything that happens, and like. They're going to use my trailer. I'll charge a fee or whatever, you know, for my the use of my dump trailer, that kind of thing. Okay. Whatever. I won't get any money for it, but just.
You can just make a note to Chris to put out an announcement.
Yes. Right. Okay. Thanks, Lauren. Anything else?
On the weekends, I'm considering putting up a canopy out here, a table, and collecting signatures. Time at that time.
Okay. So you'll be there when people are bringing stuff down? Considering that. Okay. All right.
I won't be available all the time.
All right. That's just to get the in, just to track the in-kind thing.
Because these time sheets require a signature.
Signature of?
Of the person reporting the time.
Of you. Oh, okay. All right.
And also of the chairman. Yes.
Okay. But I mean, if we okay, so if we haul two or three loads down from our property, and we put it on our timesheet, then we have to come to you, and then you would sign off on it. But we would have to sign this and say yes, we did this. We sign off on it, give it to you, and then you and say, hey, I didn't see you down there, or I don't see anything like that.
Would it help, or would it even work to have a sign up sheet down here, something that's weather worthy, that people could sign up as they're dropping their stuff off, or is that just a
Well, every one of them has to be individual.
I see. I got you. Well, okay, so there's 20 sheets down here. People would...
Okay.
Logistically. That's the purpose of the setting up the kiosks.
Right.
To have the forms and to capture people as they come in or leave.
Right,
sure.
Right.
And fill out the timesheet.
Okay. And you might be able to find volunteers to help you do that. Okay. Okay. Facility maintenance, we've had a discussion about this. Dan Dougherty is going to do this. I think he's going to work. He's a volunteer for Roger. I don't think that we need to be involved in that. He's going to report to Roger. Roger's going to report to us. He's got the budget. Fall newsletter, I think we need to get something started. That's
right.
Me and Steve. And
what's the date that usually gets rolled out?
I think April 1st we need to get it going.
And this is the hard copy?
Hard copy. We're going to mail it.
Okay.
Because I don't think we had the income that we normally have when we by doing it with the internet, with the postcard, the donations are down. But I think the hard copy makes a big difference. And this has to have the bylaw, suggested
right.
bylaw changes in it too. So I don't have any new business. Anybody have any new business?
Let's see. Square dancing at Walker Day? That
That's up to you. It's up to you. All right.
Square dancing at Funny Pop.
Okay. All right. Community announcements. Anybody have any announcements for events that are going to happen?
Maybe it's time to start thinking about ordering merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
And some suggestions, maybe on different stuff. I don't know.
Sure. One thing, Roger brought it up. We had someone in one of the shirts that you sell that says Walker on the back, but it's got the fireman in blue. And the person was going up apparently a private road, an association road, and the person who reported this individual said he was a firefighter. And obviously he's not a firefighter from here, but it was probably wearing one of those shirts. And a suggestion was made that we not sell any more of those in firefighter blue.
Use
the green or the maroon or
yellow. Keith, Russ, that was Keith Barwick talking about the merchandise, if you couldn't hear.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. I think that you've been adding.
Navy blue. Navy blue.
Okay.
Or you could just add one word to it, like.
Not a firefighter.
Supporter. I don't know.
But it has a logo on the back.
Right.
It has the emblem. It just has the emblem here.
Yeah.
So people, strangers, see the emblem and they right away they think, oh, that's a firefighter.
Yeah.
Well.
No problem.
Okay. All right. Any announcements in terms of things that are happening? What's going on with the WCAA? You have any calendar events?
We have a meeting next month after the WFPA meeting. Set up will be at 11 o'clock, and the meeting starts at 11:30.
Okay, and that'll be here, right? Okay, yep. John's going to be back and forth with you about that. You know, it's fine. We just need, if you have a calendar of events of these meetings that you want, we can.
Jeff probably has that.
Yeah,
the dates.
CAA meetings are going to be every other month.
Every
other.
Okay. Okay, so we're just going to pre-approve that. All right, I'll talk to Jeff today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeff is out of town.
Okay, I'll talk to Jeff sometime soon. Wow, long way out of town.
Are you taking the food?
Taking the food?
Yeah, because those green bags?
The green bags, yeah. Bring your green bag to the meeting.
I got my green bag there. It's out front.
Take it.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
I'll take it to the meeting.
All right. And now public forum. Anybody have anything to say that's not an announcement about an event? Gene? You want to tell us a not ad?
Yeah, the other thing on that one vote per parcel in there, you get one vote per parcel because the husband and wife, they got a problem, they need to go see the chap.
They need to do a quick claim.
Yeah, and if you've got an incapacitated person, you should have a power of attorney. That's all there is. And you start individualizing and doing all this stuff, and like Gene said, you're opening a can.
Okay.
Keep it simple.
Somebody's going to find a crack to get in there and do weird stuff.
And they will. If even one of the heirs is going to say, hey, this is a trust, you can't add the new husband to this because that violates the terms of the trust.
Okay.
So are those kids. Okay, I'll shut up.
Norman? Howard? Lauren? Okay, now the board can answer what he said. Yes, you know, that's just easier.
Yeah, be respectful.
Yeah, be respectful.
Yeah. Respect the protocol, the forum.
Okay, Russ, I think we're ready for an adjournment unless you have something else you want to add.
No, that's it.
I'd like to make a motion at this time to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Wow. We're going to give this to Terry.
Wow.
I bet he's got a stake.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All right. Thanks, Russ, very much. I'm going to hang up on you.
See you, Russ.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye.